T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Team PXY's fake news.
The fake news. It's fake. Phony. Fake.
Because sometimes truth is stranger than fiction.
All right. Coming off his devastating loss last week. Former intern, current dirtbag Nick.
You had to bring it up.
Are you still upset?
I mean, the wound's still there.
He was going for 6 in a row, and he was so close. You even guessed the right one, but the listener made you change your mind.
Oh, man.
Honestly, you couldn't have drawn it up to be more dramatic and sad. But, you know, this week I'm coming back with a vengeance. I'm going to start working my new winning streak. But the biggest thing I'm trying to avoid here is going 5 in a row and then going on a losing streak.
Don't want that. So we have 3 ridiculous stories, 2 of which are true. One of those stories...
false and fake.
It is Nick's job, and you can play along as well at 222-9800 or the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. Message and data rates may apply to figure out which of those stories is the fake one. Whitney, would you like to start us off?
Yes. Headline number 1. Woman shows up to blind date met by dog. A Los Angeles woman's bizarre first date experience has gone viral after she posted a photo on Twitter. Her date.
Is that the cool version of Twitter?
Yes. When 29-year-old Claire Esposito arrived at the park where she was supposed to meet a blind date for a picnic, she was met at the meeting spot by a yellow lab wearing a sign that said, "Hi, Claire, I'm your date." Naturally, as a millennial, she snapped a pic and posted it to her Twitter, writing, quote, "So, just showed up to my first ever blind date and was met by a dog wearing a sign with my name on it. No owner in sight. What do I do?" Apparently, the owner, her actual date, emerged about 5 minutes later from where he'd been sitting on a bench.
5 minutes? It's a long time.
I know.
Yeah, it's a really long time.
Sitting on a bench about 50 feet away, watching the whole thing go down.
Your organization's terrible. You are fake news.
Headline number 2. French fry munching ferret found abandoned at City Hall. Earlier this week in Banning, California, a ferret was found munching on French fries outside City Hall. As the AP notes, quote, "City workers wrapped the animal in a towel and brought him inside despite its pungent odor." It's illegal to own a ferret in California. There's something you didn't know. But whoever left it there could face a misdemeanor charge for abandonment of a pet.
A thing called fake news.
Headline 3. Cops rescue lost lamb on busy New York expressway. Highway patrolman Dominic Gatto was busting carpool scufflaws. Corey!
Twitter.
Wait, you can't talk today. Stupid.
On New York's Gowanus Expressway on Wednesday morning when a motorist informed him that there was a lamb loose on the extremely busy road. The lamb dodged traffic for nearly a mile before Gatto and a colleague were able to coax him into the back of their car. The lamb, which is believed to have escaped from a slaughterhouse, was transported to an animal rescue in Staten Island, where, as the New York Times puts it, quote, "he will presumably live out the rest of his days in greener pastures."
That fake news.
He escaped!
So he didn't rescue it.
Scufflaw!
No, he was rescued. He escaped. He's going to be able to live out his life in greener pastures.
Aw.
So there it is. The 3 headlines for today. Again, a real quick recap. Headline 1, woman shows up to blind date, met by dog. Headline 2, French fry munching ferret found abandoned at City Hall. And headline 3, cops rescue lost lamb on busy New York expressway. 2 of those stories are actually true. One of them is the fake news. Nick, how are we feeling?
I think that was a mess. I don't know what to think. I'm going to need the break.
I mean, we have quite a theme here. We are sticking with animals, so that's going to make it a little harder for you.
For real. They're all animal themed. Usually there's one that sticks out, but...
animals and Twitter.
If you would like to help, if you'd like to help Nick, you can call us at 222-9800. The Club PXY Safe text line at 69822 on Twitter at 98PXY Rochester. Well, do you want us to let you know what people are saying?
I mean, last week
kind of screwed you over.
Last week it didn't work for me at all. But I don't really have like a favorite this week, so I'll hear him out.
This texter is saying it's got to be the dog story. I definitely would have seen this on BuzzFeed if it was true. But you got to ask yourself: are you going to trust them after they led you
last
astray?
Year, they said, "I know that number one is true.
Mm-hmm.
I know that number one is true." Mm-hmm. So I didn't pick number one,
and then it was number
and
one.
It was false.
Or yeah. So what are you going to do?
I'm going to go, you know what? I'm going to trust the listener.
You are?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to go with headline number one.
You're going to lock it in. Headline number one. Again, that was woman shows up to blind date, met by dog.
Don't let me down.
That story is fake.
All I do is win, no matter what. Got money on my
and he's back.
Oh, it feels so good to be back.
And he's back.
There he is.
Although,
dancing.
I don't know if you can really take the credit for this one. You literally just said what they said.
Oh, yeah. No, totally. I had no idea. I think I was going to pick three, honestly.
Yeah.
But
Well, there you go. Winning back. The winning streak has begun.
Full circle. You know, the fans brought me down, but they're going to bring me back up.
There you go.
That's right. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.